Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good Friday afternoon and welcome to the show. Our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And join us at our good friends at Brewers Outlet. It's the weekend. Time to stock up. That means beverages, snacks, pickle bar, all available. In fact, Buhner's bellied up to the pickle bar right now. Buhner. And, of course, we're at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Hilster's General Store Hotline, which was very active yesterday, give us a call at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Hilster's General Store. Go to www.hilsterstore.com. Hilster's General Store, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove on routes 11 and 15. A lot of people not happy with the parent club, the way the Phillies are going right now. They haven't been happy with the Phillies now for the past season and a half. The question is there anything available on the farm that they can maybe close the gap talent-wise, get younger, maybe get better in some ways? Well, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, the AAA affiliate of the Phillies, actually off to a decent start with several players that I think have a shot at the major leagues. John Schaefer, the outstanding play-by-play voice of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, is going to join us at 3:35 to talk about what is on the farm and give you Philly fans at least a better feel as to what is going on in the farm and what could be available to the Phillies as the season goes along to possibly jumpstart the club. We'll talk to John at 3:35 following the news at the bottom of the hour. But before we get to any of that, time now for Above the Noise. Here's Dan Patrick.
Sunbury Motors is having their 65th annual new Ford truck sale.
65 years of saving.
Choose from over 160 new trucks with savings up to $11,000. The number one selling truck in the world for 36 consecutive years is the Ford F-150. And Sunbury Motors has them on sale as low as $20,954. SMC has a huge selection of hardworking Super Duty trucks, including Super Cabs, Crew Cabs, Diesels, and Duallys. Sunbury Motors has over 40 of the total redesigned 2013 Ford Escape, starting from just $20,975. The hot-selling 2013 Ford Explorer is slashed $3,300, with 4x4s priced as low as $29,930. This is Central PA's largest truck sale of the year. Hurry into Sunbury Motors in the 4th Street Auto Plaza during this unprecedented 65th annual May New Truck Sale. Sunbury Motors, proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley for almost a century. Hurry before someone gets your truck.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Brewers Outlet, it is Friday. Mandatory stop. I made my way over Wednesday to Reagan Street in Sunbury, by the way. Stocked up just a bit for the weekend before I made my way to Scranton. Because of the beverages, the pickle bar, and the great snacks that they have, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Also, the Sunbury Motors Studio. I'd like to point out the door is locked. I had a lock installed on this door here at the Chateau. You know why?
You're nervous?
No, not in the least. No. You know me, I don't get nervous. I just keep it locked until I know you're on the other end. and so, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Hilster's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. powered by Hillshire's General Store, 7 miles south of Seals Grove, routes 11 and 15. When I pop back in on June 5th to go to the Susquehanna Valley Country Club and the greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, I'm going to go down to Hillshire's. Pop and see everybody there. 7 miles south of Seals Grove, routes 11 to 15. Go to www.hillshirestore.com. How about that? Huh? Make the rounds.
I think that's a great idea.
Get to Hillshire's, pop back up to Brewer's Outlet.
You could bring home dinner.
I could, as a matter of fact. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to coming back down on the 5th and being a part of the family down there. Today on the show, we're going to bring in John Schneider, who's the play-by-play voice of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. We need to find out what's happening on the farm. Also talk to Jeff Tambroni, the Penn State men's lacrosse coach. It's a big lacrosse weekend here at Penn State. And we have Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. We have a lot going on today. Later, before the month is out, we are working on getting Jim Nance from CBS Sports.
Looks like the week of the Colonial on
May 20th, that week. So we are less than 2 weeks away from getting Jim Nance of CBS Sports on. Kevin is working diligently on that. And also on Vince Welsh before the Indianapolis 500 from ABC Sports.
And that is a lock. We'll have him on Wednesday the 22nd.
Great.
That's a done deal.
Well done, my friend. Well done.
Yesterday we talked a lot about instant replay, and you know, we've been talking about that in a lot of different sports in broad terms and specifics for each sport. But one thing that I know a lot of people wanted to talk about yesterday, and we didn't really get a whole lot of time to touch on it, was Matt McGloin going to Charlotte this weekend to try out with the Carolina Panthers.
Actually, that's on me because I talked to Matt. I talked to Matt Wednesday night, and I knew he was going down to talk to the Panthers.
But he feels that's a pretty good fit for him.
Well, they have more openings than the Redskins do. The Redskins are only going to bring four quarterbacks to training camp.
Now, how did that work? He was an invitee but not offered a contract with the Redskins. Is that right?
Right. Okay. You go down, you work out, you take your chances. They decide whether or not to sign you. Everybody goes through that. Pete Massaro, for example, is doing that with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, see, I think a lot of people had the same thought I did, that he was picked up as a free agent, an undrafted free agent, and that automatically meant he was, you know, on the roster at that point. But I didn't realize he didn't have a contract or anything.
No, and I pointed that out, though.
Yeah, I know. I just didn't – it didn't sink in, I guess.
It didn't what?
I guess it didn't sink in when you were pointing that out.
Say that again.
I said when you pointed that out, it didn't sink in. Funny man.
The hatred grows, doesn't it?
Oh. I don't. It's not hatred. Hate's a strong word.
Intense dislike.
Distaste. Maybe dislike would work.
Go home, shake your head. Why am I doing this?
Tell me again why I said yes. Actually, that's what you say every day at 5 o'clock after you're done with me.
Huh?
That's what you say. Why did I do this again?
Huh? Why that?
Now, we were talking about this the other day. We were talking about replay, and it was funny that I just saw this today. One of the discussions, and remember I was asking you about 2-point, 3-pointer? They're actually talking about extending that now to be the final 4 minutes of the game in overtime, where they wouldn't have to wait until the TV timeout, but they could go right to the table at that point.
Right.
We talked about this yesterday, being a 2-point, 3-pointer, they'd have to wait for the next timeout to be able to do that.
Right.
Now,
well,
were you
I don't mind if they... The part I don't like is that I have no problem with that. That's fine with me. And the block charge thing, great move. You're going to see many more blocks called than charges. To me, it's cheap defense. If you jump in the last second, I'm going to take a charge. That's cheap defense. if you're there and established and waiting, and it, you know, and somebody runs through you, and that's a legitimate charge. Yeah, that's a legitimate charge. But jumping in the last second, oh, here I am, the Phantom shows up and takes a charge. I don't like that. Never have. You need to get more offense into this game. And I felt from day one, something I did not like from day one was when they acquiesced to media pressure, all the articles in the media about the three-point line's too close, it's too close. It's not too close. It was never too close. And now they moved it back a foot. What happened? Oh, scoring went down. There's a shocker.
Well, were you involved in any of the Big Ten games where they experimented with that three-point timeout or a three-point three-point review? Thank you. Phew.
No, all the reviews I saw this year were reviews that were done during a natural timeout.
Because the Big Ten, I think, did experiment with that rule this past season, where they would stop it with in the final 4 minutes of the game and in overtime to see if it was a two- or three-pointer. I just didn't know if you were involved in any of those.
No.
Or if Penn State was involved in any of those.
No, but I mean, I'd be there and I'd be able to explain it.
Now, right now, it's the last 2 minutes, correct?
Last 2 minutes.
Right.
And the block charge thing is good. What I didn't like is they could not come to a consensus on the shot clock. That needed to change. The shot clock needs to change.
I don't think there's any question about that.
But it's going to stay at 35. If you even, I mean, I know Tom Izzo advocated 24 seconds, which I'm not so sure in college basketball that works. I don't think the skill is quite there for 24. With 30 seconds, if they knocked just 5 seconds off the shot clock and made it 30, speed the game up, you're guaranteed minimum 80 possessions between two teams. Wonderful. Instant replay, a little bit more of it to be used at the end of games. I'm all in favor of that. I know some people, I keep hearing this human element thing, and we heard it from a couple different callers yesterday, human element. I'm sorry, but the game is a little bit too fast for these guys right now. And guess who decides in the end on the replay? Okay, it's not the machine that decides. It's a human that looks at it and decides. It's still the human element. They're just being aided.
But I really like what you were saying, what the NHL does by having those guys, having somebody outside of the area.
They centralize it. They have the group of people in Toronto. They have every game piped in, every broadcast piped in. They look at the different angles. They go, okay, you know, they phone back. Oh, that's a goal. No, it didn't cross. No goal. Yeah, I like that. I think Major League Baseball should do that. They should centralize it. And I think managers should be given two challenges a game. And the challenges need to be limited to tag, okay, base plays, fair foul, home run. Now, the other day, for example, now to me this would be a non-challengeable thing. But there was a pitch the other day where the umpire claimed that the ball was fouled off the dude's foot. Did you see that?
No, that one I didn't see. I've heard somebody talk about that, but I didn't get
a chance to look at it. And the ball missed him by 2 feet.
Did he hop around?
I mean, like, no, the ball missed him by 2 feet.
See, now, if he hopped around a little bit and tried to work it,
hop
I could understand
what?
That.
Hop around with what? He wasn't even hit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if he hopped around to make it look like he was hit and tried to work that, you know, hit by pitch.
Yeah, but nobody's gonna think that fast.
Or like, get hit.
Know, they hit the ball. He didn't get hit, so he just backed away. You know, I mean, that's a natural thing. I hit the ball and whatever. Nah, it's fouled off his foot. What do you mean it's fouled off his foot? Joe Maddon went nuts when that happened. Joe Maddon went nuts.
You jump around a little bit if it's, you know, you make it look like it was fouled off.
Yeah, but
off
you're
your foot.
Not going to jump around if the ball doesn't hit you.
Well, just like if the ball's really close to you.
Nobody thinks that. Nobody thinks that.
You wince
nobody
a little
thinks,
bit.
Nobody thinks that way. My goodness.
In a close game with bases loaded, somebody pitches you inside. You mean to tell me that you're not going to try and take one there and make it look better than it is?
Take what? If you foul the ball off and it doesn't hit you, you don't sit there and think I'm going to hop around and make them think it hit me.
No, I'm saying if it hit him, period. Not just fouled off.
No, but this is a foul ball.
Right.
Right? He you know, the umpire claimed he fouled it off his instep, and it missed him by 2 feet. It was a fair ball.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, gets it done for us every Friday. They'll get it done for you as well. Pickle Bar, which I believe Buhner is bellied up to the Pickle Bar now, isn't he?
He has actually a stool there, I understand.
Now, was he in this morning?
He was.
Buhner.
Buhner was in the house.
Well done.
Says he might be in the house next week with us, too.
I thought he was talking about coming in today.
I don't know. I think he's back on the way to, that beach location he has.
Well, and here was an opportunity.
Yeah.
Here was an opportunity to save the show. And
yeah, but wouldn't you take that opportunity if you had the chance?
Oh, I'd be gone. And snacks, beverages. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, where it's 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, the Hilscher's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Hilscher's General Store. 7 miles south of Sealands Grove, routes 11 and 15. Go to www.hilscherstore.com and let's call out. On the Hilscher's General Store hotline to John Schaefer, the play-by-play voice of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. I know, Kevin, you have a lot of questions, correct?
Yeah. I want to know about some of these young guys.
All right. Well, let's do that. John Schaefer's the play-by-play voice. John, welcome. It's great to have you back on the show.
Paul is well in State College.
Everything's going pretty well here, so it's great to have you on board. This is, once again, one of those interesting times for the Phillies AAA affiliate. New manager, the whole deal. Also, that shuttle between Philadelphia and the Lehigh Valley could get very interesting as time goes along. What kind of ball club do you feel like they put together this year?
You know, I think we have a chance to be a pretty good club. You bring up the very important point of everything's contingent on the health of the Phillies. And the first month or so of the season has seen now Roy Halladay go down with injury. One of their starters, John Lannon, went down. So you're talking about two out of five starters in the rotation potentially missing a sizable amount of time. So, that'll be impactful, obviously, on our roster, most specifically the starting rotation. But in terms of the roster that began the season here and that we've had for the first month, it's a prospect-laden team, which we hadn't had over the last handful of years, but a lot of top prospects in the Phillies organization. Some pitching prospects like Jonathan Pettibone, who's now up with the Phillies, Adam Morgan and Ethan Martin, some good young hitting prospects as well. So we're excited about what we have here, but we do realize that the overall health of the Phillies is a big indicator for the AAA team.
Yeah, no question about that as you go through. When you look at this group so far, let's start with the pitching staff because some prospects that we've seen grow along the way, you mentioned Pettibone now up with the big club. Of the guys that you've seen so far, which ones do the staff like, at least initially?
I think a lot of people are excited about Adam Morgan. He's a left-hander, very young, came over last year in a deadline deal and threw well in Double-A. And he's a young pitcher in terms of the fact that this is his first season in Triple-A, and he's pitched well. Then you have someone like Tyler Cloyd, who was outstanding here last year, really kind of burst onto the scene last year in AAA, doesn't overpower you with his stuff, doesn't throw hard, use the cut fastball to his advantage. won 15 games in the minor leagues last year. They won 2 games at Philadelphia in September last year. So I think Adam Morgan and Tyler Cloyd both have the potential to maybe, you know, be up with the Phillies as soon as this weekend to fill that Roy Halladay spot. And then, of course, the Jonathan Petty, who they really like, has a ton of upside and is now showing that off with the Phillies getting that opportunity with John Lennon out.
Well, there'd be several players on this roster that fans here would be familiar with. Cesar Hernandez, switch-hitting second baseman. When he was at Williamsport, I thought to myself, upward mobility. Your thoughts on him?
No question about it, Steve. I think you're 100% correct. You know, I think when we saw him last year, we saw him very briefly, 30 games after spending all of the year in Double-A, and his numbers in the Eastern League were off the charts. You know, great numbers. He was only 21 years of age. Then we didn't really see him necessarily separate himself over the final 30 days of the season from the rest of the league at second base. But this year he's been as consistent of a hitter, not only for Lehigh Valley, but really in the league. You know, he's hitting 16 of his last 17 games. He's hitting around .355 on the season. And you have to almost pinch yourself and say he's only 22. Of course, the infield positions in Philadelphia are taken as of now, but, you know, some of these guys are getting older. He's blocked certainly right now by Chase Utley, who's had a good start to his season. But when you look at a year from today or 2 years from today, you know, I don't see him just as a contributor in the major leagues. I see him as an everyday player in the major leagues, the way he's played the first month of the season.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. I thought he had a chance to be an everyday player as he moved up. Before I get to a couple of other guys who played at Williamsport, one critical guy that you have there right now that was part of the centerpiece of the Hunter Pence trade, and that would be catcher Tommy Joseph.
Yeah, and everyone tied him. You know, and we've seen him now for a month, and he's actually been out of the lineup just for a couple of days. He had some concussion-like symptoms on a play at the plate just a couple of nights ago here in Allentown. It kept him out for a couple of days. You know, I think he's still making the transition like a lot of these guys are. You look at our roster, you see 21 years of age, 22 years of age, 23 years of age, and he's one of them. And I think sometimes when you make the jump from whether it be Double-A to Triple-A or from Advanced A to Double-A, you know, sometimes there's that four-week learning curve, a six-week half-season learning curve, and he was just getting going offensively and defensively. He's really showed us a good arm, a good ability behind the backstop, but he's been out for a couple of days. But whenever people talk about Philly's position player prospects, the first name I always hear about is Tommy Joseph. Everyone's high on him. And again, you look at a Carlos Ruiz, who's in the last year of a deal, who's in his 30s, and you have a catching prospect in Tommy Joseph, who's 10 years younger. So he could be a potential everyday player for the Phillies as soon as, 12 months from now as well.
Another guy that I like when I saw him at Williamsport and thought, here's another guy. And when I talk up mobility, John, I always think to myself, this guy has a chance to be a guy going to Double-A, and then at Double-A, when it's make or break, then we'll see what happens. But Darren Ruff was a guy I thought that fell into that category. How well has he done with Lehigh Valley?
You know, very quietly, he's performed really well. And I think a lot of people say, well, you know, he had 38 home runs last year in Reading. He drove in well over 100. You know, combined his time with the Phillies and in Winter League Baseball, he had 51 home runs last year. You know, where is that total? Well, he's hit 4 home runs. It's been only a month of baseball. We've played only 29 games. He's driven in 17. He's hitting around .270. And he's made that transition out full-time from first base to left field. And he's made it really well. Defensively, I think the number one question, and what Ruben Amaro had said, what Charlie Manuel had said, is, you know, he needs to show us first and foremost he can play every day in left field.
Yeah.
And he's been able to do that. He's been the above-average left fielder here. And he's hitting. You know, this is a harder league to hit in than the Eastern League. This is a more pitcher-friendly yard than First Energy Stadium in Reading. And I think you give him a full season here. He's looking at a 25 home run season, which would be one of the highest totals we've ever had here in 6 seasons. And, you know, depending on what happens in the major leagues, I think he gets another opportunity at some point this season, whether that be in September or whether that be because of injury. But, you know, he's a very consistent player. He's going to hit for power, no question. And if he can play left field every day, that gives him a chance, you know, to get the bat for Philadelphia.
A guy that, if I recall correctly, he was a fourth-round pick out of Nebraska. And he was no better than okay at Williamsport, but he seems like he's come on pretty well. It's Cody Ashe in the infield.
It's amazing. You're 100% right, Steve. He didn't hit his first year in pro ball, and that was only 2 years ago. That was the summer of 2011. He was in short season A-ball, and he hit under .200. And here we are just a full season later, and he's an everyday player. A lot of people see him as the future third base in Philadelphia. with, of course, Michael Young as a free agent in his mid-30s. Phillies really have not had a surefire everyday third baseman since Mike Schmidt. I mean, there was Scott Rolen, but really since Scott Rolen. I mean, you go from Schmidt to Rolen, and you haven't had someone that's been opening day starter at third base for 3 or 4 consecutive years and been the type of contributor maybe they're looking to have. And now they have, of course, Michael Young filling in that spot. But I think Cody Ashley is probably the long-term solution. He's as good of a fielder as I've seen at third base in my 6 years in the International League for any team. He's an outstanding fielder. And I think the power will come. He's also hitting around 270. He's only homered once here. But, again, you have to tell yourself, well, his first time playing professional baseball was the summer of 2011. So he's really advanced for the level. You know, give him the full season like Tommy Joseph, and I think if we have this conversation in August, it may be – I'm curious to see where someone like a Tommy Joseph and also Cody, where they would be 2 or 3 months from now offensively.
A guy I liked when he was at Williamsport, but I also know it's taken him a little while to work his way through, is Leandro Castro. What do you think about him as the everyday right fielder?
He's been such a bright spot. It's amazing, Steve. I think, like you said, he was, you know, on this roster with 6 of Philadelphia's top 10 prospects, he was kind of an afterthought. You looked at his numbers last year in AA, and they were very good, but he didn't have all the accolades that some of these other position players had. And all of a sudden, he's really one of the bright spots. I mean, swings a quick bat, has great wrist, hits for power. We actually had walk-off wins on consecutive nights going back over the weekend. We had a 13-inning game, won in walk-off fashion by Leandro Castro with 2 outs. Then on an 0-2 pitch the next day on Saturday, he wins a game in the bottom of the 9th inning. So he's kind of been the fan favorite over the last week or so. He's really coming to his own. He's playing every single day. He's playing with confidence. And, you know, all of a sudden, when you get to this level, you can force people's hands. You know, you force the organization's hands. You have a good year, and you put yourself in contention to play in the major leagues. There's no question.
It's an interesting level because it is such an in-between level. We've talked about prospects here, from the Cesar Hernandez to the Darren Ruffs and some of the pitchers, of course, along the way. But it's also an in-between level. Take a guy like Pete Orr, for example. Guy's been in the major league. How many guys do you now see on an everyday basis that are in that shuttle mode of life where it's the Pawtucket Boston shuttle, it's the Lehigh Valley Philadelphia shuttle, and you know, and so on and so forth. How many of those guys do you see, and what's their attitude like when you talk to them?
It's an excellent question. We see a lot of them. There's no question about it. It just depends on the roster, and it depends on the year. You know, for example, in 2008, our first year here, we were almost all 6-year free agent laden, the entire roster. You know, the Phillies were coming off a year in which they'd made the postseason in 2007. They were very young but very talented. They were on their way to win the World Series, and they wanted a lot of insurance policies, guys that, you know, had major league time, guys that might have been, you know, 30 years of age as opposed to 23 years of age. But if someone went down, they could count on that person, you know, for quality at bats, quality 10-day or 14-week span. You know, this time around, not as many guys. You know, we don't have as many in the Lehigh Valley, guys like Dore, a guy like Tom Cochran, a pitcher that's pitched at the AAA ranks for a number of years. There's not as many. But depending on the roster, there's no question. There's some rosters with 10 or 15 guys that have really bounced back and forth that might have anywhere between a year of service time and 6 or 7 years of service time. And that could be half of a roster. Pawtucket certainly has had a number of those guys over the years because of their affiliation with Boston, as good as the Red Sox have been. Scranton Wilkes-Barre with their Yankees affiliation. Scranton has always had a lot of insurance policies for the Yanks. Some of the younger rosters, though, this year are Lehigh Valley and even in Indianapolis that we just saw here. The Pirates' top farm club is younger. The Pirates are young in general, but, you know, starting to have more success. But, you know, Indianapolis is a little bit half and half. They've got their young up-and-coming prospects. They also have insurance policies because this Pittsburgh team could be a team that, you know, finds themselves in contention at some point, you know, in August or September.
Big kid out of Oregon State who was I want to say 10, 11, 12, somewhere around there, draft pick, Michael Stutes. I know he started out Williamsport when he came out of Oregon State. How's he progressed?
He's progressed beautifully. He was sidelined last year, had a throwing arm injury, and after making the Phillies opening day roster for the first time in his career, really missed most of the season with a shoulder injury. Now, he didn't start well here. I think it's a good, the factor being the fact that you know, he's coming off this arm injury, but the last four or five outings he's been unhittable. He's running now a 6 or 7 inning scoreless streak. He's still very young. You know, you mentioned Oregon State. He was on those teams that won back-to-back national championships out there. All the upside in the world, throws hard, attacks hitters. When we saw him for the first time in 2011, you just saw the ascension. You knew he was not going to be here long. He was on his way to the major leagues and had a tremendous second half of 2011 with the Phillies. And then he looked to be one of those seventh, eighth inning guys for Charlie Manuel last year. Didn't have a good start for a few weeks. Then they shut him down with the arm injury, and he missed all of last year. So I think this is now, it's kind of the second time around for Stutes. And if he pitches the way he has the last four or five times out, he could be up in that bullpen pretty quickly. He's filled up his bullpen. I mean, you look at a Chad Durbin, Raul Valdez, Jeremy Horst. You know, outside of Jonathan Papelbon, a couple of others, the bullpen at times has struggled. So there might be opportunities for someone like Stutes as soon as the very near future.
You know, at this level, how tough is the travel for you at this stage? I mean, it's for me, John, when Penn State played in the Atlantic 10, and again, this is just a November to March deal. There were a lot of bus trips along the way, and I'm not somebody who handles, you know, some people can sleep in a bus, some people can't. How have you been able to handle that part of it, considering the length of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's an excellent question. I think travel is always a factor, and we're somewhat fortunate in the fact that we're not in the Pacific Coast League, for example. I mean, two AAA leagues, the PCL and the International League, and the Pacific Coast League has flight after flight after flight with connections, you know, 3:30 wake-up calls, 4 a.m. wake-up calls, 5 a.m. flights, where you could go from Tacoma to Nashville without an off day, you know, with multiple connections. Us being in Allentown, you know, we have trips to Rochester and Syracuse and Buffalo and Pawtucket, Rhode Island, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. That's a majority of our games. There is one trip per year to the south and the west, but the farthest we'll go is Gwinnett, Georgia, or Louisville, Kentucky. So all things being considered in terms of minor league travel, this is what they consider to be a pretty decent travel league, you know, when you compare it to the PCL or the Texas League. You know, you hear about these 18-hour bus trips, some of the independent leagues, 20-plus-hour bus trips. You know, most of our stuff is within a 6-hour radius, which is nice. Every once in a while, a couple of flights, but usually your flights were able to go nonstop as opposed to some of these New Orleans to Reno trips where they're stopping in Texas, they're stopping in California. Yeah. And in fact, in the PCL, they'll even miss games because of travel. Teams don't show up on occasion. That'll happen almost every year. Somewhere along the line, someone won't show up. And as opposed to a rainout, they'll have the team didn't show up out.
How's the how the Iron Pigs drawn so far?
Very well. You know, we've been so fortunate. As you know from your time in the state and your time with Penn State, I mean, this is a passionate area. I think it's a baseball, you know, it is a baseball-first area. We're so close to Philadelphia. We're close to New York. A lot of people grew up watching baseball with their families. And, you know, we didn't have professional baseball until 2008. We've led minor league baseball in attendance the last 3 years. We're currently leading the minors in attendance here at the beginning of May. It's been a perfect storm. It's a great venue. It's great fans. It's the Philadelphia affiliation. I think all that comes together. And this is just an area looking for professional sports. And actually, now that this baseball team has served so well, they're building an arena downtown in Allentown for the Flyers, AHL affiliate, the Phantom. It'll be here in a year. So, you know, professional sports are really booming out here on the eastern side of the state.
John, always a pleasure. Great, great respect for your work. You do a fabulous job. I can't imagine anybody in AAA does a better job than you do, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that, and keep up the great work as well. I love listening to you, obviously, on Saturdays.
All right, John Schaefer with us, play-by-play voice, Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Do you feel better now?
No, I thought they had some talent there. It's just, like you said in the beginning of the interview, how the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs do have everything to do with how the big club does and what happens there.
This was an interview done to make you feel better.
Well, I'm glad. I don't know if I feel better. I mean, I feel the same way I did earlier.
Because I had a feeling you were close to a bridge.
No, not yet. End of the month, maybe, but not yet.
What can we do to get you to a bridge?
Oh, thank you very much.
Are the setups easier than I think, or am I just
No, I just loft them right up there like a slow pitch softball game.
All right, fabulous. Okay. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Next half hour, Jeff Tambroni, men's lacrosse coach at Penn State. And then Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report on the Penguins in the Stanley Cup playoffs after their 4-0 win last night with Tommy Vacoon between the pipes. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors is having their 65th annual new Ford truck sale.
65 years of saving.
Choose from over 160 new trucks with savings up to $11,000. The number one selling truck in the world for 36 consecutive years is the Ford F-150. And Sunbury Motors has them on sale as low as $20,954. SMC has a huge selection of hardworking Super Duty trucks, including Super Cabs, Crew Cabs, Diesels, and Duallys. Sunbury Motors has over 40 of the total redesigned 2013 Ford Escape, starting from just $20,975. The hot-selling 2013 Ford Explorer is slashed $3,300, with 4x4s priced as low as $29,930. This is Central PA's largest truck sale of the year. Hurry into Sunbury Motors in the Reform Street Auto Plaza during this unprecedented 65th annual May New Truck Sale. Sunbury Motors, proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley for almost a century. Hurry before someone gets your truck.
Welcome back.
Every time I hear this song, it sounds like I'm playing it backwards.
Because you are.
Well, that would explain it then. And there you have
it. So, do you feel better about the farm now? Do you feel better about the Philly situation?
Well, I think he... What John was saying about the pitching is has a lot to do with, I think, the issues maybe that the Iron Pigs are having right now, because they're maybe bringing up guys that aren't quite ready to go starting in AAA, but they're having to put them there because some of these other guys have made the move up to the big club because of injuries.
Right. So the whole exercise was to make you feel better as a human being.
None of this is a tomorrow fix for the Phillies. I mean, it's a next year fix for the Phillies, but not a tomorrow or today.
No, but this is how they're going to have to build. I mean, there's no question about it. They're going to have to build it this way. I understand that. It's the only way for them to do it. Next half hour, Jeff Tambroni on lacrosse. Big NCAA lacrosse day. In fact, it gets underway in a couple of minutes with the women playing. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, final half hour.